This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys featuring Jed Distler. To learn more about Steinway & Sons, maker of handcrafted pianos since 1853, visit www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, and welcome once again to Between the Keys. Let's talk about waltzes and waltzing and try to figure out why composers just love to write waltzes for the piano. Right away, composers realize that you don't have to be from Vienna to write a good waltz. You can be from Denmark, for example, like Carl Nielsen. That's a pretty little waltz, isn't it? It's a relatively early piece by Carl Nielsen, the Elf's Dance from his Five Easy Pieces, performed by Martin Roscoe. Now listen to this waltz by Edvard Grieg. The main theme is tinged with a kind of modal quality that's like when you add a touch of spice to perk up a stew or soup. Here's a 1942 recording with Harold Bauer. Music of Grieg, his lyric piece, Opus 47, Number 1, Valse Impromptu, with pianist Harold Bauer. Ami Mayani is a composer from Israel, born in Tel Aviv in 1936. And in 2009, he wrote 10 waltzes for piano that are all based on medieval modes and ethnic scales. I'd like for you to hear the third waltz of this group. It's in the Phrygian mode. That's the mode based on a scale that sounds like this. I didn't sing that very well, but there you go. And the pianist we're going to hear is Gila Goldstein. Music by Ami Mayani, Waltz number 3 in the Phrygian mode, from his 10 waltzes in medieval modes and ethnic scales for piano, performed by Gila Goldstein, who has done a lot of work on behalf of Israeli composers writing for piano. She's really fantastic. I want to turn to music by Gabriel Fauré now. He's a composer who tends to be very subtle and orderly, and this certainly applies to his fourth valse caprice, at least at the beginning of the piece. But as the music begins to unfold, the capriciousness of the title starts to really kick in, and the music becomes more overtly virtuosic. This is a fairly large-scale piano piece that doesn't get performed very often, so I thought it would be a good idea to include it. We're going to hear it in a performance by Jean-Philippe Collard, who recorded all of Fauré's piano music. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
pianist Jean-Philippe Collat in music by Gabriel Fauré, the Valse Caprice No. 4. Let's turn to some more familiar waltz music. I'm thinking about the famous Valse Lente from the ballet Coppelia by Léo Delibes. We'll hear it in a really interesting and quite intricate piano transcription by Michael von Zadora. He was a pianist born in 1882, died in 1946, and he was a native New Yorker, and although his name is not so well known today, he made many outstanding recordings, including his own transcription of the valse from Coppelia. Pianist Michael von Zadora playing his own transcription of the famous Valse Lente from the ballet Coppelia by Léo Delibes. Here's a waltz that might be a little thorny to your ears, yet there's a gentleness that seeps through the dissonance. See what you think about it. That was a waltz by Roger Sessions, the American composer born in 1896, and he died in 1985. That was performed by Barry David Solwyn. I know quite a few people who studied with Roger Sessions at Juilliard, in fact. Now, here's something called the Waltz of the Flowers, but it's not the famous Tchaikovsky Waltz of the Flowers from the Nutcracker. It's a different one, and we'll follow that with another little waltz. That was music by Paul Hindemith, a waltz interlude from his large-scale 1942 piano work Ludus Tonalis with pianist Edward Aldwell, and before that, Igor Stravinsky's Waltz of the Flowers for piano duet, performed by Katya and Maria Lebec. This is Jet Disler, artist in residence of the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys, as we explore on this episode the world of the waltz. I was speaking with a friend of mine the other day who is a big fan of American musical theater, and when I told him that I was going to put a waltz episode together for Between the Keys, he said, "You know, you should include the waltzes from Carousel, you know, the musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein." And then I remember that the pianist Cy Walter made his own brilliant arrangement of the Carousel Waltzes. I devoted an episode to Cy Walter a few months ago for his centenary, and Cy Walter was a very highly regarded stylist who played with a lot of sophistication and finesse. Let's hear him now play the Carousel Waltzes by Richard Rodgers. Carousel Waltzes of Richard Rodgers, stylized by Cy Walter at the piano. That's a 1956 recording. Cy Walter was great friends with Art Tatum, who we will hear from momentarily. But first, here's another composer and improviser who Cy Walter admired enormously, Bill Evans. And this is the only solo recording I know of, with Bill Evans playing his own composition, the B minor waltz. This is live from Carnegie Hall. Bill Evans, live at Carnegie Hall in 1978, playing his own B minor waltz. The British composer William Alwyn, born in 1905 and died in 1985, wrote a brilliant series of piano waltzes that managed to be ever so slightly old-fashioned, yet very contemporary at the same time. We're going to hear the 11th waltz in A major, with pianist John Ogden.
Thank you.
the late John Ogden, from his recording of William Alwyn's Waltzes for Piano, we heard number 11 in A major. I think we can go now for a little contrast with a lovely and lyrical waltz by the Brazilian composer Francesco Mignon. That was the Valsa de Esquina, number 5, by the Brazilian composer Francesco Mignon, performed by Polly Furman. She's a pianist who is extremely committed to the piano music of South American composers. There's something about Fats Waller's Jitterbug Waltz that brings out the more playful side of great improvisers, and I think you'll agree with me when you hear the legendary Art Tatum. This is something that was recorded live at a private party in 1955, and you can hear the cocktail glasses clicking and in the background and a little bit of talking, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere.
Thank you.
Fats Waller's classic Jitterbug Waltz with Art Tatum at the piano, recorded at a 1955 private party. Aren't we lucky that that was recorded? What we wouldn't give to be a fly on the wall at another private performance, this one taking place in Beverly Hills in 1942 at the home of Sergei Rachmaninoff, when the composer and Vladimir Horowitz played, for a small invited audience, Mozart's 2-piano sonata and a preview of Rachmaninoff's own 2-piano arrangement of his symphonic dances for orchestra. What a shame that Rachmaninoff and Horowitz never recorded together, but we can hear Martha Argerich and Nelson Freire at the 2009 Salzburg Festival. Here's the central waltz movement from Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances.
Thank you.
a second movement from Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, his last orchestral composition and arranged by the composer for two pianos. We heard pianists Martha Argerich and Nelson Ferreri. So many thoughts about waltzing and different kinds of waltzes, different styles of waltzes. Thank you so much for listening. This is Jet Disler, artist in residence of the Classical Network. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.